Well, first of all, Jamie, just tell us how this news came about for you that you were going to be leaving Doncaster Rovers. When did you find out the news? Did you sit down with Paul Dickov and talk about it?
We spoke about it a little bit. You know, you tend to get a feel for these things, but it's something that I expected. You know, been in and out this season, but it's something I sort of, you know, I had in my mind anyway. I wanted to move on. You know, myself, give myself a fresh challenge. Felt that I'd been there, and you know, obviously, the first season went really well, and the second season, you know, being injured and everything else, things got maybe a little bit stale for me. I just wanted to go somewhere else, and hopefully, a fresh challenge. You know, sometimes a change is good. Is good for all parties.
Has it been mentally tough for you these last couple of years? You mentioned the injury. You only made a couple of appearances the season before last due to that, and then you've managed to get back fit, and you've been in and out of the side this season. Has it been mentally, I guess, in some ways challenging?
Yeah, no, it's difficult because, you know, I've always, wherever I've been, I've always played. And it's difficult to not play games and, you know, stay focused, which I have done. But, you know, stay focused and be, you know, a bit part player, so to speak. But, you know, the years before, the most frustrating thing was, you know, I went to Huddersfield and got promoted with Huddersfield. They changed the manager, which I was allowed to go. So I went back down a division to Doncaster, you know, played a lot of the time through an injury to get promoted. I got promoted and then missed out the next season, you know, through my injury, and missed out playing in the Championship again, and they came down without me being able to affect that. And I've come in and not really played. So it's been really frustrating. I've never really got into a rhythm. But, you know, I like to sort of, you know, thank the fans and people at Doncaster who sort of supported us, who can remember, you know, the first season and everything else. It's a good club, and I just hope they improve on where they are at the moment, and hopefully they can be in the playoffs or get promoted next season.
How can they improve on this season then? What do they need to do you think? Because it's going to be a fair turnaround in players this summer now. How can they improve on this season? What needs to happen?
We need better home form, which has been a big factor for us, you know, all the way through the season. And it doesn't help when that gets documented a lot. It sort of builds more pressure. But I think, you know, from you know, what they've put in place now, Doncaster, you know, it's looking like the manager's got his budget and everything else, and he can go out there and, you know, and have a full summer selecting players. You know, the couple of seasons before, we had, you know, people coming in, training with us on the promise of deals, and, you know, and then half of them, you know, not staying and going and signing for other clubs because, you know, the money weren't there. So it'll give the manager a good, you know, a blank canvas to start from. It'll give him the opportunity to sort of build. I mean, he came in with us in the Championship, and it is quite difficult to see what you need because it's a different style of football playing in the Championship as to League One. So I think, obviously, the manager will have learned a lot from this season. And, you know, going forward, it'll be better informed for his, you know, his recruitment in terms of he knows what the division's about. I know he plays there with Oldham, but he's had a look at the team. He knows where he needs to strengthen, what he feels, you know, he can do, and, you know, the style of play we want to play at this level and everything else. So it'll give him a better understanding of everything. So hopefully that'll put him in good stead, because, you know, I'm a local lad and I'm all for the local teams doing well.
And in terms of your time with Doncaster, you've mentioned the tough times, but I imagine being part of that side down at Griffin Park on that memorable day is something that you'll never forget.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You know, it was a great day. Surreal. You know, there's not many times has that happened. The lows and then the massive high, and then, you know, thinking we're promoted, and then the news coming through that we've actually won the league was great. And like you say, I don't think anyone from that squad will forget that. You know, and that's what I want again, ultimately. I want to go somewhere else and have a fresh challenge. And I've always found that, you know, when I've gone somewhere else, I've always felt, you know, that it gives me sort of the kick up the backside, so to speak, to sort of, you know, get going. And I think sometimes you need that in football to move on every now and again, just to, you know, revitalise your sort of your ambitions and everything else. And I want to go onto a new challenge, a new experience, and you know, hopefully be successful in the meantime.
So where do you see that being then? Would it be local, preferably to you, maybe somewhere like Barnsley or maybe even Chesterfield, where the man who signed you for Doncaster Rovers is in charge now? Would they be clubs that would be interesting for you?
Yeah, the two clubs would be very interesting for me, especially as I live local and I'm all for local teams. But you know, I've not spoke with any of those. I've just sort of come away from the season and just having a bit of a rest, really. Just I'm still going to the gym, keeping fit, but just having a bit of a sort of a mental break from the football. And you know, it can be quite torturous sometimes if you're thinking about when you're out of contract and are you going to get another club and where is it going to be? Obviously, I've got a wife and two kids. Don't necessarily want to be moving around the country. But then if a team comes in, you know, from, you know, wherever down south, and you have to make the move for your career, then that's what I'm prepared to do. But at the minute, I'm trying to switch off, keep fit, but just sort of do it at my pace, at my leisure, and just enjoy the summer. Because it's been, like I say, it's been a stressful couple of years. But like I say, I'm fully fit now and everything else, and I just want to remain so. So wherever I go, I'm going to hit the ground running.
How tough is that then, that balance of being able to have this time now when you can enjoy it a little bit and maybe spend a bit more time with your family and your kids as well, but you also know that really things happen pretty quickly, don't they? And the season will be back around with us before you know it, pre-season even sooner. So you there'll be that pressure, won't there, to get a club. That will creep up on you quite quickly.
Yeah, it does. It does. But like I said, I'm trying not to think about it too much. And like I say, things happen quickly. Like, when I moved to Huddersfield, my wife had just had a baby, probably a couple of weeks, 2 weeks old, and Huddersfield came in, and it was sort of 2 days later I was up at Huddersfield, training, signing, and moved in. And it's one of them things, you just have to sort of do it. My wife, you know, got a little baby 2 weeks old, and we're up and off to Huddersfield. But that's the way it happens in football. So, like I say, things could happen quickly, or it could be, you know, which has tended to be the case recently, that it's, you know, it almost gets back to July before people start signing. So I'm trying not to worry about it. I'm sure I'll be okay. I'm sure there'll be somebody out there who wants to take a chance on me, and hopefully I'll be able to repay them by doing well for them.
And finally then, a message for the Doncaster fans, a departing message from Jamie McComb.
Just thank you very much for, you know, the support, and it's just a club that I feel is a fantastic family club, and you know, the supporters are great, the club's run well, and it's a lovely place. You know, I'm a local lad and I've always followed the local sport, so I just really hope they do well, and I want to wish all the lads who are still there, I've played with, and the manager and the coaching staff and on the board, just you know, good luck for next season. It'd be great if Donny could get up along with wherever I go, and another, maybe Barnsley. How good would that be for the local football? You know, with Chef Wednesdays and Rotherham and Barnsley and Doncaster and everybody else. You know, loads of local derbies in the Championship. That'd be fantastic.